impromptu right there. You're listening to the Hot Pod. And, of course, tonight I am supposed to be joined by somebody, but I'm alone, and we're doing this thing on the fly right now because we're experiencing all types of technical difficulties here in the studio and abroad, if you will. But this is the Hot Pod, episode 41. We missed you like a boyfriend misses his girl's Aunt Flo. That's right. Of course, I am your host for the evening, Max Holiday. Normally, I'm joined by Superbad and Johnny Draven, but not today. Not today. I apparently am doing this solo. Solo that you... So, anyways, I am being joined now by Superbad. I would give him some music, but I wasn't prepared for this. So, Superbad, how you doing, my friend?
I'm hither. I'm here.
Oh, well, I might be able to help you out a little bit. Let's see. Maybe not. I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this impromptu hosting event that's happening, but oh, here we go. Yeah. All right. So, where you come? Yeah. Why are you in the studio today? What's the deal, man?
I am live on the road, reporting to you from.
Yes. Japan. You're in Japan this week. Last week we didn't have a show because no one was at a home base. We were all abroad. We weren't on abroad. We were out abroad in the continental United States. Now, today, I'm here in Superbad's in Japan. Doing what? I don't know. Can you elaborate as to what you're doing in Japan?
Yeah. I was down here. I'm actually doing a documentary on the natural disaster that came sweeping through Japan, a.k.a. Mr. 450.
Wow! You're down there doing a documentary on... Wow. Are you getting... I'm sure you're getting some great stories.
I'm getting some amazing stuff here. Some amazing stuff. We'll talk about it throughout the whole program here. Some amazing stuff, I tell you. You're going to want to listen to the whole show because this is... Oof. If you knew what 450 was doing down here, wowzers.
As I was explaining, episode 41, we missed you like a boyfriend misses his girl's aunt Flo. And I was getting ready to play something, but man, I don't know what's up with this computer today.
Wait. Can you repeat that show title?
The show title. Oh, yes. Episode 41, we missed you like a boyfriend misses his girl's aunt Flo.
Interesting.
I thought it was good material. Personally,
it's different. It's original.
Well, we missed it last week, so we're gonna do it this week. The legendary Rowdy Roddy Piper unexpectedly passed away in
Rowdy
his home.
Rhonda?
I'm sorry?
Rowdy Rhonda?
Yeah, Rowdy Rhonda. passed away unexpectedly at his home of a heart attack, from what I understand, right?
It was on his own, and it was of a heart attack.
No. So sad to lose yet another legend in the world of professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. Man, Dusty, Rowdy, who's going to be the next one? Who do you have your money on?
You know what? I'm not going to jinx anybody, but I will say this. I hate, really grinds my gears.
Yeah.
I hate when a legend dies, everybody goes and fucking, oh, I'm going to find a picture of me and him. No, share it. Yeah. It's going to be my profile picture. Like, fuck off. You met him.
Oh, that's awesome. I never met Piper.
I met him, but I mean, I ain't going to go posting pictures like, oh, R.A.P. Piper. I remember when TCW paid a shit ton of money to have you come in and shook your hand.
It's like posting your fondest memory of you and Rowdy Piper. And that memory just so happens to be that one time that he came in and you guys, you know, crossed each other in the locker room for a minute and a half.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened at PCW. I mean, nobody really was chilling with him or was like all Pipered out or anything, but it was basically like, you know, he spent a couple minutes with everybody, and whenever he told me some kind of crazy story, because I wish I could remember for the life of me who it was, but they were all kind of disappointed with their match, and they were kind of, you know, backstage, kind of like pouting and, you know, saying uh-huh. He's asking somebody else, he asked somebody else, like, do you think, you know, the promoter, or Rick Knight, do you think he liked my match? You think he's okay? And then Rowdy Piper just kind of stopped in his tracks and looks over at him. He's like, do you think he gives a fuck? I was like, whoa.
Damn, son.
Yeah,
calm
yeah,
down.
He got pretty mad. He's like, you know what I want to do? When I hear people talking about, oh, is the promoter, think my match good enough? And then he slaps the living fucking shit out of his metal bar that's separating the doors. It's a metal beam bar. Like, and I felt the metal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt bad for the fucking metal beam bar that he slapped so damn hard. I was like, oh, wow, what is your hand made of cement? And, and then he's like, the promoter don't give a fuck about how your fucking match was. You know what he's doing? He's counting his fucking money. So shut the fuck up. And then he walks out of the building. I was like, damn, and that's how you do it. That's why he's Piper. Fuck y'all. It was nasty, dude. And then he left the building, and T.L. Myers drove him fucking to the airport. It was good times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
But that's how he left. He came in and fucking just blew the roof off the shit. The bitch backstage, you know? That was Piper.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sharing the story only because, you know, we just played the song. But, you know, I didn't go posting the picture.
You should have, though.
I remember when he slapped the shit out of the pole at PCW. Horror, horror, everybody. No. I'm just going to say RIP Piper.
I don't have any fond memories, and I didn't go on some big rant about how he was, you know, this big inspiration for my career. And I mean, you know, I think I put a tweet out, and it was like, rest in peace. You know, I feel bad every time, you know, I feel bad every time we lose a legend, you know?
All these greats that have been dying lately, you know, I mean, you know, it's such a sad thing, but I mean, come on. Especially, it's like the same people on Facebook, like, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be wrestling. Oh, fuck off. Fuck you. That's what I say.
Oh man!
Every fucking wrestler. If it wasn't for them, you would fuck off. That's all I'm gonna say. You know. So
you know what?
Yeah.
The superstar that I've had the closest bond with, and when he goes, I'm gonna lose my mind. And he just came out with stomach cancer.
The World Wrestling Federation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Super, super, super fly.
You know, I spent an entire evening with Superfly one night in Linwood. He got completely stoned out of his mind. I think on more than just marijuana. And then he took a face bump on a clothesline. It was the greatest match I ever saw. And then I got drunk with him. Then we had drinks. I didn't get drunk. That's a lie. We had drinks. We closed down the bar. That was my big hoo-ha with Jim Snuka.
He's got cancer?
Yeah, he came out. He's got stomach cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's messed
up. I remember it was there was this place called Prime Time, and it was the place was set up for a boxing arena, and it was like a bar right over there, and I want to say it was in Crestwood. It was in Crestwood,
yeah.
Right off 127th and Cicero out there, and it was called Showtime. It was called Showtime.
And
we had a show there, and Superfly Jimmy Snuka was the attraction. And I remember these stories,
mm-hmm.
many stories of Superfly coming in for other feds and people taking him out back and getting him stoned, and he loved it. So I was like, all right, if there's a chance you get Superfly stoned, I'm gonna get Superfly stoned. So, I went out and got some of Chicago's finest Chiba that I could find, and continued to go, we did the show and everything, and it was really cool with them all night, cordial, and everything. And then, he did his thing in the ring, did his whole fucking thing. I did my match, and after it was all over, I was like, hey, Jimmy, I got the gimmick.
Uh-oh.
What's that, bro? I said, I got the gimmick. And he's like, oh. I was like, come on. So we went out in the back of Showtime. And it was me, a couple of other guys I probably won't mention. We were just getting hammered, just fucking baked, man. And the funny thing is we just had a little bowl, but we were smoking some good shit. So we just had a little bowl. And the thing about it was that Superfly smoked that shit like a champ, man. I mean, he was smoking this bowl. He took the meanest rip I've ever seen. Damn near the whole bowl in one inhale. And
damn.
Then he cleared, he got the carb hole. He let go of the carb hole and he cleared it with his nose. He was like, and then he goes, good shit, bro. It was so fucking awesome. We all looked at each other when he just cleared it with his nose, we were just like, what? Straight dome shot, bro. Straight dome shot. It was good. It was good times. So, yeah. And then, periodically, because P.L. Myers was the whole guy that, dealt with the stars and, and the names and stuff like that at the time, he was driving. He was driving him, back and forth to the hotel and airport and all that stuff. And I guess, he just wanted to, leave already, And,
yeah.
The thing was Superfly wasn't ready to leave. He was ready to party, And we were out there, obviously partying with him. And then when we were done doing that, he wanted to go. And PL was coming back. You ready to go, Jimmy? He's like, hey, where's my beer? And then, PL would be like, oh, all right. And then he'd go run inside and get him a beer, and he's got a full beer in his hand, He'd come bring him another beer, and Superfly is just double-fisting it. And then, fucking PL comes out 10 minutes later, are you ready to go? He's like, hey, you don't got a beer. Where's my beer? And
yep.
PL's like, oh.
Yep.
So then he comes back with a beer, and since he's double-fisting them, or he just starts passing them to me and, the other guys that were with me there, and we're just having a blast, just getting hammered, fucking Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and he's telling us stories up the wazoo, bruh. And the funny, he used bruh so many times, because he was
bruh.
Talking about, yeah, you've got to stick together, you got to be a tag team, you and bruh, you got to be, it was awesome. Yeah, it was good times, dude. It was just such good times, and PL was, just bussing back and forth, getting us free beers, and the great thing is Daniel Allure was there, so we go inside back into the bar, and he's so hammered by this time, he's still drinking, he's still going, and Daniel Allure, was leaving the bar, and he goes, bruh, We don't shake hands. And he goes to give Daniel Allure a hug, and he just collapses on top of Allure. And they're rolling on the floor in the bar. And Superfly's laughing his ass off. Danny's laughing his ass off. The whole fucking bar. It was just fucking crazy good times with Superfly. Like, to hear that he's got cancer is just such a bummer, man. What a party animal.
He is a real party animal. When I saw him, I was working with IUWA. They brought him in. That we were doing the Linwood Expo Center. It was one of their biggest shows that they had at that time. And man, it was MBK, I believe, that was told to hook him up. Yeah, the Natural Born King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the one told to hook him up. So pre-show, I'm not really sure what he did. I won't say they because I know MBK doesn't do that before he has to wrestle. So I don't know what Superfly did, but I do know that his match was okay. But like I had said, he had taken a face bump on a clothesline.
I'm sure that fucking Superfly was probably fucking stoned out of his mind, dude.
Oh,
he told me, because he told me, because we brought up the whole cage, because he was the first one to ever do like a big move off the cage or whatever, he did a frog splash, and the first one he ever did, he missed. He didn't hit the first one, so he was like, "Yeah, brah." He's like, "How do you think I jumped off that cage?" He's like, "You can't do that without being stoned, bro." I'm sure he was probably.
It takes a special kind of person to do something like that, but you got the, even that special person needs that little something to push them over the edge. But anyway, afterwards that night we ended up the Expo Center had a bar inside of it. And we ended up hanging out there with Snuka and Old Blue Eyes, as he was referring to our bartender. It was this blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl he was crushing on. But I got to tell you, man, we didn't buy a drink the entire – well, that's a lie. We bought our first drinks. We gave Snuka a drink, and that's how that was our end. "Hey, bro, come over here, bro. Come on. Thanks for the drink, bro, I get into the business. I swim in the ocean and go to the gym." And he told us all about how he got into the how he accidentally got into the professional wrestling business. He just started unloading stories on us, and throughout the night while we're talking, more so listening to Snuka, and it was like a surreal moment for me at that moment because I had not had anything like that. Up until then, I had met guys that had come through, but none of them had actually sat down with us like Snuka was doing and just shot the shit. I mean, granted, he talked a lot about himself, but fuck do I care? It's Jimmy Snuka. But of course, you had your guys come up there, "Oh, did you see my match? Oh, I was thinking about coming out to this song," and just the stupidest fucking shit, and he could care less. But the best part was, at the end of the night, as we were wrapping up, we closed down the bar. I think it was like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we get up to leave, and he says his goodbyes to Old Blue Eyes. And as he stands up, he literally just falls to the ground. He was so fucked up.
He's notorious for falling to the ground.
Yeah. We literally had to, like, pretty much carry him out to the car. It was messed up. And, me and Draven, as we're leaving, are like, did that really just happen? Did we just have drinks with Snuka and he got so fucked up he fell off the bar stool? So, yeah. You know what?
Poor Danny, because Danny felt the wrath of that one. He didn't fall on Danny lightly, It wasn't light at all. I'm surprised. It was like Danny taking a bump on the freaking ground there and catching Snuka, and Snuka somehow just started to continue to roll him down the aisle. And, yeah, it was funny. It's a good time, Snuka.
Yeah.
What did you do this weekend?
This past weekend, what did I do this past weekend? Holy crap. I didn't wrestle. What the fuck did I just do? I don't even know. It was apparently nothing too important. That's not good. What'd I do? Nothing. I've been getting ready for this weekend is what I've been doing. That's exactly what I've been doing.
You getting ready for this weekend?
I've been getting ready for this weekend. Talk about that later in the program. I really didn't do very much. To tell you the truth, when I walked in the studio here, I totally forgot that before I left for my grandfather's funeral, I came in here and I shut everything down. Literally, I mean, everything. I just powered everything down. There was no reason for it to be running. But that was, like 2 weeks ago now. So I pretty much had to come in here and dust everything off. I've been really hectic for the past 2 months with my grandfather. I've been trying to figure out what the hell's been going on that, like, I really haven't committed to anything. I haven't done anything wrestling-wise. I mean, life has just seemed to be going by, like, just really quick, and I couldn't figure out. It's because every couple weeks I've been going down to Missouri for my grandfather. So now it's all starting to catch up with me here, which is ridiculous. So I haven't been doing very much of anything. I'm just now getting back into the swing of shit. I went for a run today. I grabbed the dog. I came home, grabbed the dog, and I think I went for a run for about a half hour, which I don't normally do. So that's me getting back into
good
the swing.
Good old run, huh?
Yeah, good old run. And I get halfway through it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't run.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I can't really picture the next holiday running down the side of the street with a dog.
No, it was a sight to behold, that's for sure. My fucking white chicken-ass legs. And of course, you know, I'm trying to sweat out, you know, sweat some pounds down, you know, trying to just, you know, look good for Saturday and... I fucked up. life got in the way of wrestling and radio, and man, everything's just a blur for the past 2 months. Really, I'm more or less me sitting here and decompressing for the moment. Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. It was pretty busy, actually. It's pretty busy. As you know, Superbad Santana's Dark Street. If anybody out there, you know, if you're a professional wrestling organization and you need a ring, holler at Superbad Santana Sparks. But yeah, I had a ring rental on Saturday, and I miraculously did the ring rental and made it down to Hobart, Indiana.
Holy cow.
For ARW. Made it in time for my match where I was a special guest referee.
It's pretty fun, huh?
What's that?
It was pretty fun.
It was. It was crazy, man. You know, the funny thing is I didn't even have time to drop off my ring. I had to fly out to Hobart with my ring. It was going like 80 miles an hour with a big-ass ring on the back of your
ears. Wow. More power to you there. Holy shit.
Oh, tell me about it. I thought about it after I got there. Like, wow, that was fucking crazy.
Wow. Any loser. For sure.
For real, right? Like, who the fuck does that? Good thing I know how to strap shit down really good. Jesus Christ, yeah. That doesn't prove I know how to strap shit, then nothing does. Fuck. Good God. But yeah, you know, fucking got my ass down to fucking Hobart. I was a special guest referee for the match for the heavyweight ARW championship. Willie the Bomb defended against Mr. 3%. And as everybody knows, me and Willie the Bomb haven't been seeing eye to eye since, we split from Team Black Wrist Tape, and he turned on me and made me lose my Indiana State title. And, you know, this was kind of like my perfect revenge. I was, you know, special guest referee, and, you know, I was, you know, and continuously throughout the match, you know, I you know, Willie would, you know, make a pen, and, you know, I would conveniently not see it. You know, be fixing my shoelace or waving to one of the fans or, you know, something was happening. And, you know, it was, you know, I think at one point, too, you know, there was a, Willie had a 53% and one hell of a top wrist lock move variation on the ground that I was very impressed with. He put a little bridge in with it. Sort
really?
Of Northern Lights, sort of a Northern Lights bridge to
Willie?
It. I was very impressed.
Willie?
I was like, I've never, yeah, Willie did it. I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, what? And, you know, Mr. 3% was anywhere near it, but, you know, I said, rope break. Willie let him go, and then he was like, what? He ain't even near the rope. And I was like, yeah, I know. So, yeah, I was fucking Willie over because he's fucked me over so many times.
Right.
And Mr. 3% actually finally got the advantage and, you know, hit him with, I guess this would be his finisher. He hit him with a rock bottom and that.
Oh, my.
And then did a people's elbow or 3% elbow, as you would call it, yeah. And I seen it, and I thought it was just absolute garbage. I was like, I am not counting a 3 for a 3% elbow or whatever the hell you're calling it. And the crowd started to boo me because, you know, he's got him rightly, really right where he wanted him.
Right.
But that move was garbage, and I wasn't going to count it.
No reason for that.
Wasn't
yeah,
no
reason.
No, no. Who does that? Who in their right mind? You know, I'm not that type of ref. I call it down the middle. So yeah, you know, the crowd started to boo me. And then all of a sudden, for some weird reason or another, don't ask me, well, first of all, since, you know, I didn't count it, you know, just the 3% got up and he said, what the hell's going on? You know, hey, come on, count it. What's going on? And, you know, he turned to the crowd and he's like, I had him. And when he turned back around, I haven't done it in a while. I had to tune up the band, but kind of with a little bit of Sweet Chin Music.
Sweet Chin Music?
It was Sweet Chin. It wasn't a super kick. It was definitely Shawn Michaels-esque Sweet Chin Music.
Oh.
And I hit him with it.
I thought you were saying a Mick Foley Sweet Chin Music.
Oh, I should have. Fuck. Damn it. No, but I'll do that next time. But no, I tuned up the band and I hit him with the Sweet Chin Music.
Okay.
A super kick, but definitely some Sweet Chin. And, you know, he was knocked out and, you know, Willie's knocked out. And, you know, I'm just standing there. And for some reason, like I was saying, some reason or another, don't ask me why, Mitch Blake.
What?
Of all people.
Who?
Right? Mitch Blake. Mitch Blake, the Rage, comes out, starts asking me why all these people trusted me, and blah, 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 lay the punches in on him. Willie got up by then. We started, you know, putting the boots and punches to him. Then all of a sudden, Mr. Percent gets back up, and they start, you know, kind of go to town and wail on us, and, you know, they tried doing some kind of weird, like, double Irish whip team maneuver, and, you know, me and Willie, you know, just slid out of the ring and powdered out, and, you know, we're smarter than that. So, yeah, Willie retained the championship, and it was a plot all along. The plot all along, all these people, you know, they in Indiana, you know, when I was the Indiana State champion and all this stuff, you know, they thought that, you know, they thought that they made Super Bad, but really I made them.
Uh-huh. Right.
I was the champion of Indiana, not them. I defended that championship for almost a year. Not them. What did they do? Just go Super Bad. Super Bad, who cares? I don't need them. I don't even need that stupid cape. All I need is KB and Willie the Bomb.
Oh, wow. Really? KB and
together.
Willie the Bomb?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that KB was behind the whole Willie the Bomb, you know, turn and demise, and really he was the mastermind behind it all because everybody thought that, you know, well, he turned on me, but really it was a plot just to get him the championship. So, you know, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we've been planning this a long time.
Wow. That's some crazy shit happening.
Yeah, so that was my weekend.
I totally, you know, now that you say that, I totally wanted to go see you guys wrestle. But while you were explaining your story of what you did, I remembered what happened during my weekend. I wanted to go see you wrestle, but I couldn't.
No worries.
It
was a good,
good
show, though. It was a good show. If you missed it, people, make sure you're at the next ARW show where you can see the continuance of what will happen in the saga between Willie the Bomb, Superbad KB, and ARW.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, that's last weekend. This weekend is going to be huge. Huge,
really?
For independent wrestling. I mean, really, or should I say Chicago independent wrestling. It's going to be a huge weekend. If you're a wrestling fan, get out this weekend. There's going to be two huge shows. Maxi Pad's part one of them. You know, we're part of the other. You know, you can get to one or you can get to the other. Support independent wrestling. Get out there. And, you know, whatever floats your boat or flings your lost remote, we've got on the south side of
Before you go doing all that now, it's actually time for us to take a break. I know things are just kind of going at full speed here. Did you happen to catch any of the new Dr. Dre?
What, all these stupid fucking straight out of fucking memes?
Well, yeah, no, he's got his new album that he dropped, Compton, of course. Of course, I'm sure. You didn't hear it?
Oh. No.
Well, I'm going to play a track from it for our break, and then I'm going to play something else.
It is good.
I got a couple of them I could play that are really good. Who do you like better, Snoop or Eminem?
Snoop.
Okay. All right. We'll play. There's two of them with Snoop. We'll play this one and go with it. All right. You're listening to the Hot Pod, and we'll be back after this. We're listening to little Dr. Dre from his new Compton, Satisfaction, featuring Snoop Dogg.
nigga, do a song with these niggas. Doc, I think it's time for you to open up the pharmacy, nigga, and change this fucking music shit, my nigga.
You should consider.
Nah, I been doing me loking, keeping these bad bitches open, and keeping them wet, yes, because Long Beach right by that ocean. Still sipping that gin and juice, my nigga, yep, I'm still on that potion. And all these random niggas fake as fuck, and I'm still getting noticed. Goddamn, man, how we supposed to handle this shit, cuz? Everything we built, these niggas done dismantled this shit, cuz. We gotta get back to that rhythm, that's on the dub. Another lesson from your Uncle Snoop.
What?
Be too hard, my niggas. Want to be like a layup. Shouldn't be so hard to be yourself. My nigga, wake up.
Stay up, pay up, straight up, kick up.
What I'm made of, huh? Yup, my life is all authentic. That's why I'm going way up. Satisfaction fictitious.
Your happiness is made up.
Well, that didn't go over very well. Welcome
that
back.
Sucked.
Yeah, that one, that was a that was the worst pick I could have done there.
Yeah, I was like, is this what it is? Because if this is
Jeez.
Gray's new shit, fuck it.
Man, that was, I feel horrible because that was probably the worst song I could have possibly picked right there. Oh.
So
man.
Bad. So
I feel like I really dropped the ball.
Man. I feel that Dr. Dre dropped the ball for making it.
Yeah, I mean, the album, it's, you know, it's all right. It's nothing special. But, I guess I grabbed the wrong... The other Snoop Dogg song is actually really good. it's pretty good, so, I mean, whatever. Before we get into the all wrestling stuff, I got some kayfabe news for you. Did you hear about Steve-O? Did you hear about old Steve-O? He got arrested Sunday after scaling a 10-story construction crane in the middle of Hollywood as a part of a stunt. He put up inflatable Shamu that said SeaWorld sucks. Yeah.
Did he get arrested for it?
Yeah, and when he came down, he was arrested. Once he came down, once he got to the top overlooking Hollywood from around 100 feet in the sky, he inflated the large plastic killer whale named Shammy, which had the words SeaWorld sucks written on the side in duct tape. he actually posted and was hosting live video on Facebook, on his Facebook page, while doing this. So I'm pretty sure you can look up the video. But once he came down, yeah, he was arrested. Let me see here. LAPD confirmed. Steve-O was arrested and expected to be booked on suspicion of trespassing, setting a firework without a permit, and conspiracy to commit a crime. I forgot he also set fireworks off when he got to the top. So, Steve-O.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very interesting. Very interesting. Dun, dun, dun. Anyways. So.
Any hoosier. In other news, you know who else was arrested over the weekend?
Who's that?
One of the old rookies from Anarchy Pro. Rookie, when I say old rookies, I mean old because we had to let him go. Nathan Cilia.
Wait, that was legit?
That was legit, oh yeah.
Now, who is that, Nathan?
He was one of the Anarchy Pro rookies for a little bit. He started his training over at CSW and moved over to Anarchy for reasons I'm not really sure why, but he moved over to Anarchy, and we let him go, but over the weekend, for some reason, he was in Lover's Lane in Orland Park and was stealing vibrators.
That is awesome.
Got caught stealing a vibrator, $150 vibrator, went for the expensive one. And it's just hilarious to me. It's hilarious to a lot of people. I got my really big chuckles and hardcore laughs out. That's why I'm not as laughing as I usually am when something this funny happens. But yeah, no. And I guess they had got footage of him like last week stealing one too. It's like, dude, what are you doing with all these dildos?
Bum, 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 bum.
I mean, is there a black market for dildos all of a sudden? Like, hey, can you go get me a $150 dildo?
Is this the guy that was always posting about how he had, like, stuff to do? Like, he was, like, reserves or some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, him.
That's messed up.
That's hilarious.
That is so messed up.
At first, I had to double take too. Like, is this a real article? No, 100% legit.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, hide your vibrators. Nathan's in town.
Is he still on the lam?
I don't know.
Have they found him yet?
I don't know. But he messaged me in a panic yesterday, and I
no.
never gave him a call.
Come on. No, he didn't.
I'm not even joking.
Uh-uh. Don't lie like that.
Not even joking. I got the messages to prove it. He was like, hey, this is Nathan. Can you call me really quick? And I was like, for what? I just need to talk to you really quick, bro. It's all good. And I'm like, no, it's not all good. Like a vibrator stealer. He's on the lam. I don't want nothing to do with him. Stealing vibrators and shit.
That's hilarious.
Stealing vibrators.
That is so awesome. I mean, what the there's a black market for him.
Tanya. Just when you think you heard it all in wrestling, bam, something else fucking kicks you right in the fucking head. Like, nope, here's another crazy one for you.
True. Oh. Well,
just when you think shit couldn't get any crazier, what?
Just
how?
When you, yeah.
Fucking hilarious, man.
Just when you thought shit couldn't get any crazier, it's time for Kayfabe News. Courtesy of our friends at KayfabeNews.com, they send us the top three headlines, and we give them to you here on the Hot Pod. Coming in tonight, our curtain jerk. Oof, okay, there we go. Okay, curtain jerking. Pro wrestling, a fake sport, insist promoter of boring sport. The Twitter sphere erupted yesterday when professional wrestling was dismissed as a fake sport by Dana White, the world's foremost promoter of the boring sport of mixed martial arts. White, whose Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, features dozens of crooked-nosed lookalikes who entwine their limbs while lying down in an octagonal cage, seems to believe his interminable pay-per-views are more worth watching than World Wrestling Entertainment's exciting carnivalesque events. The second-rate Vince McMahon imitator described wrestling as fake shit, launching an avalanche of angry responses from pro wrestlers and fans, pointing out that fake shit is still more entertaining than White's dull shit. White also failed to acknowledge that the only marginally interesting aspect of his UFC bombastic production, trash talk dramatic feuds, are the aspects he pilfered from pro wrestling. White's promotion held its ingenuously titled UFC 190 pay-per-view last night, and aside from the 4 seconds during which WrestleMania star Ronda Rousey punched some other woman, the event served as a better sedative than NyQuil. That's awesome. Oh, man. Yeah. Hold on. I got to play my music because the next one's even better. Surgery horror. Cena emerges with the same nose as Helmsley. Professional wrestler John Cena is filing a malpractice lawsuit against his cosmetic surgeon after a procedure to repair his shattered nose left him with a proboscis particularly identical to Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Cena's emergency rhinoplasty to repair the nose, which was broken by Seth Rollins' knee, was deemed a success until the bandages were removed, revealing a schnoz that one witness described as uncannily Helmsley-esque. Cena is reported inconsolable and posted a cryptic tweet bearing only a frowny face and the hashtag worst for business and hashtag aardvark. According to sources in behind the scenes of reality program Total Divas, Cena's girlfriend Nikki Bella finds the nose gross and is considering dumping Cena over it when cameras are rolling, of course. But Bella has no right to complain since the cosmetic surgeon who performed Cena's rhinoplasty, Dr. Bob Panovich, is the same who created the two most likable things about her.
Word.
What the hell? My computer's going crazy. And coming in at our main event, Heaven hosting best pay-per-view in eternity tonight. Heaven is abuzz with excitement today after the surprise announcement that a pro wrestling pay-per-view will be held in the Celestial Amphitheater. Tonight, featuring a main event bout between Roddy Piper and the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. The event, titled Hardcore Hereafter, is expected to be the best professional wrestling pay-per-view in the history of existence. Mind you, everything in Heaven is generally considered to be the best thing ever. Piper burst through the pearly gates, they accompanied by a full band of bagpipers, and challenged Rhodes to a Shangri-La street fight, while billions of angels thrummed their harps in delight. Rhodes recently reunited his beloved valet, was recently reunited with his valet, Sapphire, accepted the challenge. Oh, ye Lord, have mercy. To which the Lord standing nearby gave an enthusiastic thumbs up. Other matches on tonight's Hardcore Hereafter event include Gorgeous George versus Adorable Adrian Adonis, Randy Macho Man Savage, managed by Sensational Sherry, versus the Junkyard Dog, Andre the Giant versus Michishawa Misawa, you know what I mean, the Ultimate Warrior versus Eddie Guerrero, Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig versus Owen Hart, Brian Pillman versus Ravishing Rick Rude, and in a lingerie pillow fight, the Fabulous Mula versus Mae Young. Gorilla Monsoon and Gordon Sully will provide commentary for the event, and the special guest ring announcer will be Connor the Crusher. According to the event's promoter, Vince McMahon Sr., Hardcore Hereafter will truly be without exaggeration the grandest stage of them all. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was your kayfabe news for tonight. Common man working hard with his hands. Anyways.
He's a man's dream.
Ah, yeah. All right. So we got about, what we got here? About a half hour left in the program. What were you getting at a little bit earlier? You were going to go somewhere.
I was just saying that this weekend for independent wrestling in Chicago is going to be a big one. And what I mean by big one is, so you've got two sides of town, two different shows, and two different attractions, you know. Both sides of town are going to have some awesome things, you know, whichever side you're on. Make sure to go and support independent wrestling and get out there and see your favorite Chicagoland independent wrestlers do their thing, you know. On my side over here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be live in Summit, Illinois this Saturday night. And it's going to be a big one, ladies and gentlemen, a big one, as our main event will feature the Anarchy Pro Heavyweight Champion, the son of the legend, Buddy Roberts Jr., will be taking on American Voodoo himself, Mojo McQueen. Not only will we be taking on Mojo McQueen, but they will be wrestling in Chicago's very first. And now, from what I'm understanding, which makes it even bigger, if you ask me, Illinois' very first ambulance match. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
One leaves in an ambulance, one leaves champion. Who's it going to be? Who is it? You know, that remains to be told, ladies and gentlemen. But other superstars in action that night. One of our newcomers that are coming in here, Captain James Wilhelm. We'll also have in action the crowd favorite, Humek. making his Anarchy Pro debut, Evan Morris. We'll also have our luchadors in action. Misfit Manners, of course. Christopher St. Michaels. Another debut for Kyle Roberts. Of course, the beautiful Brad Kevins, your Cruiserweight champion. The Flash Brothers. Joey Britton, and many, many more, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you are there this Saturday night in Summit. It's gonna be awesome. State of Anarchy. Anarchy Pro presents State of Anarchy. I'm excited. I am stoked. But there's another big show going on, ladies and gentlemen. Another big show going on. If you live down towards the, is it in Joliet this time?
No, it's actually in Romeoville.
Oh,
at the Edward, pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Edwards Sports and Event Center in Romeoville. WrestleFest 6 for Pro Wrestling Blitz is happening. They have a pretty stellar lineup. As the special guests for the event are, for the first time, as I'm understanding it, ever, in indie wrestling, the NWO in the form of Hall, Nash, and Eric Bischoff will be at WrestleFest 6, along with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Of course, we also have against Egotistical Fantastico. The Dudley Boys will be there. They are actually in tag team action in a tables match against Hardcore Impact, which is the team of Paulie Tomaselli and Hardcore Craig. It was also announced that Abyss will be there as well. And then also they're having a four-way ladder match for their vacant heavyweight title, and that is between Machine, Marche Rocket, Grin, and Brubaker. So that is exciting. And they have, of course, a bunch of other things like the Fast Track Battle Royal, No Limits Champion, the High Priest William Jacobs defends against the Shogun Chris Logan, Melanie Cruz, Rough Crossing are in a Chicago street fight. So that promises to be a big night as well in Romeoville. And that show starts at 6 p.m. Doors open at 4 p.m.
Well, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah. Call time is noon. And it's an hour ride from me. So, yeah, it's going to be a really long day.
Well, that's not that bad, an hour.
No, but it means I got to leave, like, you know, about 10:30, quarter to 11, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a long day.
Shit, yeah, that is a long day.
Yeah.
But either way, it's going to be a nice epic day for independent wrestling.
Yeah, it for sure is, whichever side of town you happen to be on. Whichever show you happen to be attending, it's going to be a stellar night for professional wrestling.
How much are the tickets?
Where? Out here?
Yeah.
First and second row are $55. General admission is $35. Kids are $20.
Well, just in case you can't afford that. Anarchy. $10 for adults, $5 for 12 and under.
Nice.
Smooth.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but no, it's going to be a huge,
I thought you'd
huge,
like that.
Huge night for pro wrestling in Chicago. I'm really curious about this ambulance match.
Oh, I can't wait for it. I'm sure these guys have been prepping and, you know, doing everything
sure.
They've, you know, gotta, you know, just, you know, these both of these guys, are, you know, some they can go the distance, and I'm very curious to see which one of them will come. Yeah, who's going to come on top in this one? I mean, you know, I really truly can't even give you an opinion or give you a prediction or what, because these two are just going to throw down. They are going to go at it, you know.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a main event, main attraction to come out for. But like I said, we have other superstars come out and see. You know, people are really excited about the show. We've got some messages from fans out there. You know, one of them's, you know, quoting from people online, an ambulance match in Summit, no less. I'm officially intrigued. Another fan, this is going to rock. I like that one. And another fan, which is, so this one's kind of weird, but whatever. Maybe Robert snatches a voodoo doll, sticks a pin in the doll's throat, and Mojo's chicken claw comes alive and chokes out the Bayou Badass.
What
or
kind of crazy
maybe not.
Shit is that, dude?
I don't know.
Going on over my man.
Fans, man. Fans. But here's one of my, here is my favorite quote from one of the fans here. And quote unquote, should I say, all I know is that both Buddy and Mojo both can really turn it up. And I can't say, turn up. I can't say that I have ever seen an ambulance match in person, let alone in Illinois. Anarchy Pro has been putting up some big numbers. I went to all but one of the Friday night fights. They put on. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I went to all but one of the Friday night fights they put on, and they all rocked. Hardcore wrestling, no disqualification, and I left happy every night. I can only imagine what they have in store for the 15th. That's just some of the fan reactions that are going on online. Like I said, the 15th is just going to be a huge night for wrestling. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I myself am already losing sleep just thinking about this Saturday. Last night I was having a hard time falling asleep. So tonight I know it's going to happen again. So, man, I'm excited. It's just wrestling is, I feel like wrestling's on that upswing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what seems to be on the agenda for Sinister?
As far as I know, he is in the Fast Track Battle Royal with let me see if I can find, you know what, I can't, give me 1 second and I will give you the people that are in that Fast Track Battle Royal. That Fast Track Battle Royal is just the equivalent of Money in the Bank. You get a title shot. And I don't know. I think it's at any title, or maybe it is the heavyweight title. I'm not really sure.
Gotcha.
But last year at WrestleFest 5, Melanie Cruz won the Fast Track ticket or card or whatever it's called. And she ended up cashing that in and becoming the Blitz heavyweight champion. So, that being said,
didn't she like kiss Rough Crossing too?
Yeah. She did.
In the middle of the ring.
Something like that. Let's see, where is that? All right. Here are the participants in the Fast Track Battle Royal. The Survivor, Barry Wright, Dave Rydell, Brad Kevins, Wait, who?
Beautiful yeah. Dan Evans.
So Barry Wright, Dave Rydell, the Hawaiian hero Brad Kevens, the baddest man alive Reese, Real Talk Brendan Conway, Samoan Savage Will Moa, Max Sinister, Tristan Hayes, Shane Fury, J.J. Garrett, Backwoods Brown, Ben Hameen, Ryan Slade, and more to be announced. So that's just a handful of those that'll be in the Fast Track Battle Royale.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's what Sinister will be doing.
Hopefully Sinister will be coming out to win as well.
Hopefully. That would be pretty cool.
One can only hope.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I think it would put the three rings in a very good position if Sinister held the Fast Track ticket and then Machine or Grin won the heavyweight title. At that point, I would then see...
Word.
I could then see Sinister cashing that in for a shot at maybe the No Limits title. I don't know. See how that all plays out this Saturday. I'm curious to see myself. I'll be there watching.
Just don't go to the bathroom while Sinister is wrestling.
Yeah. I won't eat anything until I see Sinister wrestle. I promise I'm going to get to see it this time. For reals.
Yeah, on the grandest stage, the WrestleFest, their WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah. Last year he beat Judas York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he beat Judas York. Actually, Sinister beat Judas York. Then he beat Judas York in a casket match. And he got rid of Magdalena. So.
Oh, poor Magdalena. He shouldn't have did that.
It happens. It happens. Put her back in the toy chest and rolled her right back to where she belonged. Wherever that, or took her back to wherever she belonged, yeah. That's what I meant to say. Wherever she came from. Maybe that's what I meant to say. Ugh. Just one of those. Hey, you know, a man in a clown costume swung an axe at a woman, but she wasn't hit. What do you do when you see a clown with an axe coming your way?
Dropkick to the face.
I'd run. I wouldn't want to fight him, especially if he's wielding an axe.
Yeah, but you can't show him you're scared.
No. Well, that's true. But it's either fight or flight. So, I don't have an axe. You got an axe. You watch some of this stuff. Like, some of this stuff on these videos, like with these pranks with people... now it's getting to the point where these guys are fighting back, but some people let these guys get straight up in their face and do nothing. Unless you're on the other side of town, then they will beat the shit out of you.
That's true.
I've seen that happen.
Me too.
Police say a man jailed on charges he robbed a central Pennsylvania bank has been identified as a suspect in a drugstore robbery 2 days later in the neighboring county. Yeah. Robbing banks and drugstores. Why? You robbed the bank, go get the fucking drugs. Go pay for your drugs.
Seriously.
Go pay for your drugs.
He's criminal these days. That don't make sense.
No. No, they don't. I guess there's going to be a Thunder this week. So for those of you that enjoy Thursday Thunder, where it's professional wrestling news, rumors, and our opinions, I know that Johnny Draven will be here, and he's already said how excited he is to come back and be on Thunder this Thursday night at 10 p.m. He had to make an emergency trip down. It's funny, he had to make an emergency trip down to see his to Mama Draven's catfish farm, because Step Papa Draven, aka Mr. Glass, isn't doing too well. Yeah.
Papa Draven.
Papa Draven, not doing too
Papa
well.
Draven.
Yeah. Step Papa Draven.
Does he look like Johnny Draven?
No, no, he has all his hair.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I gotta tell you, man, do you watch Lucha Underground?
I used to.
I don't watch it, but I think I'm gonna start trying to get into it, because I saw the finish to their program, or, well, I guess their season finale. Man, talk about cinematic. That stuff was crazy, dude.
Yeah,
I've seen it. Hey.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a Mexican soap opera.
Ha! Totally does.
But either or, it was really good. Very well put together.
Yeah, it was. Did you see the fan cash in his Money in the Bank?
No.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
Well, there's a video circulating of a fan who attended Saturday's live event in Victoria, British Columbia. He jumped the barricade and threw a replica Money in the Bank briefcase into the ring and hit Roman Reigns in the head during his match against Bray Wyatt. A Victoria police spokesman has told the Hot Pod that the 31-year-old fan snuck the briefcase into the arena and threw the briefcase into the ring after being encouraged to do so by other fans at ringside. He's been banned from all future WWE events.
That's what he gets.
He was just trying to cash in his Money in the Bank. Come on, man. You got to give him that.
That's good stuff, though.
But
would you cash it in?
Yeah, but I would do it at the right time. What the fuck was he cashing it in on? He should have waited for the title match. See, he did it all wrong.
Yeah, that's true. He should have just jumped in during the title match and handed it to the refs.
And it would have been okay. Instead of throwing it into the ring and busting old Roman Reigns in the head with it.
That's true.
Way to go being a dick.
Right. That's not cool.
Not cool.
That's not
at
cool,
all. Man.
No, it's not cool. You know, and a lot of the fans don't realize that shit is, you know, because I was actually at a, man, my, we didn't have a show last Monday. You know, due to things, but I was actually wrestling last Monday. I wrestled last weekend. I did a show on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Fucking nuts. And yeah, the show on Sunday and Monday, they were outside shows, and the fans got a bit eccentric. And you know, me being a heel, started throwing stuff, and, you know, it's not right. You know, as mad as I make, you don't throw stuff.
No, you don't.
No, you just don't throw stuff.
Well,
you know, I mean, hey, just think about it. I mean, you know, I think somebody threw a water bottle at my head, and it was, you know, maybe like a quarter of the way full, and it didn't really hurt, but I mean, you know, had it been full, it had it been sunk. I mean, either way, it hit me in the head. It ain't cool.
It's just mean.
Yeah, you just, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Why would you do
you know,
that? What could you possibly have said to cause someone to want to throw their water bottle into the ring and hit you with it?
I said that Cicero was the armpit of Illinois.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
No. And put up my armpit, and that's when the water bottle came flying.
Do you know who threw it?
Hell no. If I did know, I went out there and threw it right back at him.
Even if it was an old lady?
Even if it was an old lady, I'd have been like, bitch.
Wow. You're mean, dude.
I've been like, you old bitch.
I don't know if I could do that to an old lady or a kid.
Why not?
Well, maybe I could. Maybe I'm lying. Possibly. I probably could.
What if the old lady threw a dildo at you?
Wow. I would definitely throw it back at her.
Then you'd have to watch out for Nathan.
He does a run-in. Tries to steal the dildo.
Horrible.
That's funny.
He should run with like he should run. Yeah, I mean, inevitably, I don't want to say he's ruined his wrestling career, because I mean, you could definitely get over that easily. But see me, I'd run with it. I'd be the dildo thief or something, you know.
Dildo snatcher.
The dildo snatcher. I'd roll with it. Fuck it. Right?
Why not? Fuck it. Why not?
Nobody else is doing it.
I can't.
You have a legit reason to do it. I mean, you legitimately got arrested for trying to steal a dildo. And for, you know, for the life of me, I'm still trying to figure out if that was for him or who it was for.
And it was an expensive one too, right?
Yeah, I guess one of the beaded rabbit ones.
What?
They said the rabbit ones, the rabbit ears that tickle the rabbit ears that tickle the clit at the same time.
Oh wow. Huh.
Yeah. The dildo that it's got a dildo on it and it's got the rabbit ears, and the rabbit ears will tickle the clit while, you know, the dildo is doing the action.
Well, I mean, someone's got to do it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it had the rotating head and everything with the beads.
With the beads.
It's a really expensive one.
You know, I think we should, we haven't done this the entire show. Let's pause for station identification.
You're listening to
Fuck It Right in the Pussy.
The
Hot Pod. Yeah, it's like a jolt. Right. IGN.com has revealed 12 roster members for the game, including Colonel Mustafa, the Iron Sheik, General Adnan, Sergeant Slaughter's compatriots from the early 90s when he was an Iraqi sympathizer, along with Booker T. So you got Booker T, Colonel Mustafa, Emma, Eva Marie, General Adnan, Kalisto, Kane, Lord Steven Regal, Sin Cara, Summer Rae, Tamina, Triple H. They joined Stone Cold Steve Austin, Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, Bad News Barrett, Paige, and Finn Balor. Or is it Baylor?
Balor.
Yeah. That brings the list announced roster members to 19. Remember when Steven Regal would come out? And look all...
He's a man.
Oh, that was the worst.
A man's man. He's a real man's man. It was the worst.
That was,
but the song used to get me laughing. The song had me laughing every time.
He's a man. Such a man.
Wow.
He's a man.
Poor Stephen Regal. Man.
He's probably like, man, I don't want to come out to that show.
No. Well, hey, you knew they were doing a Baywatch movie, right?
I heard something about that.
Yeah, well, supposedly The Rock signed on to star in the big screen adaptation of Baywatch. The Rock and, check this out, Zac Efron.
Oh my God!
Yeah, right. Supposedly the story centers on a by the book and very serious lifeguard, Johnson, who is forced to team up with a young, rule-flouting hothead, Efron, in order to save their beach from environmental destruction at the hands of an oil tycoon. That sounds like it's not going to be very good.
It sounds like it's... I'd rather watch paint dry.
Or
he's a man.
Such a man. That's awesome.
He's a real man's man.
Well, it's official. NXT TakeOver Brooklyn is sold out.
Brooklyn.
Record crowd of 13,000 at the Barclays Center. Hey, way to go, NXT.
Word. It's a big start, NXT.
That's huge, right? I mean, 13,000 for NXT. In Brooklyn. It's pretty
cool.
Know,
I mean, yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, how you do that shit?
I really feel like Triple H is using this, once again, I'll say it again, is like he's playing promoter with NXT. It's like, if I was an indie promoter, this is exactly how I would do it. I don't think so. But whatever. Congratulations to NXT on selling out the Barclays Center.
Yeah, it's not an easy feat whatsoever. So congratulations on that.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
It should be good, actually.
Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe this will happen. Okay. All right. We have about 4 minutes remaining in the program. Is there anything that angry rant? You got one for us?
No.
Okay.
Not
fair
angry
enough.
Today.
Nope, I'm not angry. Sorry. That's good stuff. All right. Well, I guess give us the rundown then. What's the info for? For your show on Saturday.
What's the rundown for the info Saturday?
Yeah, the info that, you know, like where you're at, the address, times.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry about that, Bob. Sorry about that. But I heard, first I was like, wait a minute. I gave you all this info already, but you're right. I did not give the address. So this Saturday night, August 15th, ladies and gentlemen, at the VFW Post 6863, the address is 7256 West 63rd Street in the lovely and scenic Summit, Illinois. The doors open at 6. The bell time is 7. Like I said before, it's $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Any information you want to check out, you can go to anarchypro.com. Anarchypro.com, honestly, is the bomb.com.
The bomb.
You know what I mean? But it's the bomb.com, honestly. I don't know, you know, if anybody's ever had a chance to go check it out. It's honestly one of the most innovative and coolest independent wrestling websites out there. You can do so much and see so much on it. You know, you get direct links to the webisodes and all that good stuff. But make sure you come down this Saturday night for State of Anarchy. Main event, ambulance match, McQueen, Roberts Jr.
And as I said before, I will be in Romeoville at the Edwards Sports and Event Center, 55 Phelps Avenue in Romeoville, Illinois. Doors are open at 4 p.m. Bell time is at 6 p.m. And you can get your tickets still at pwblitz.com. And I believe they will have them sold at the door if there's any left. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I'd just like to say, don't ever, ever, ever die to meet me. Live to love me. Hashtag, hashtag, hashtag these nuts. Hashtag, if you don't like me, then bitch, I don't like you.
All right, well, you have fun in Japan. And till next time, well, I guess till Thursday when I'm here with Johnny Draven for Thursday Thunder. Pro wrestling news, rumors, and our opinions. Yep, that's it. Till next time, we're out.
We're out.
Show is awful, terrible,
disgusting.
See you next week.
Of course. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do the avocado think?
I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague. Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool? You watched it.
Black Betty, Bam Lam. Whoa, Black Betty, Bam Lam. Black Betty had a child. Bam Lam, the day thing gone. Bam Lam said a word, none of mine.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quit! Quit! Boo!
That's not the show. Canceled.
Yay!
Good night.
So long.
Who's gonna complain?
What else?
Oh.
We surrender!
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, too.
You're on.
We'll be right back.
think this show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.